games begin. Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night, episode 34. I am your host tonight, John Bosch, and Matt Price is competing. Matt, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, man. I got to keep up with you and your hot win streak. I got to keep up.
All right. So we've also got some competitors here from the Dynasty League Football podcast family. We have Russ Fisher, and we have Brian Haar from the Trade Addicts podcast. Brian, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great, guys. How are you all doing?
Doing just fine. Doing just fine. Russ, how
about
you?
I'm doing all right, man. Never heard of this Russ Fisher guy, though. It's a weird name.
All right, so we'll just call you Outhouse the rest of the night. No, we'll go with Russ. But for those that don't know, you are Dynasty Outhouse on Twitter. Brian, you're Brian Haar FF, or?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Nailed that one. And Matt Price is, of course, Matt Price FF, and I am John Bosch FF. All right, before we get into the games, let's do a little business. We do still have just a few shirts left, actually. We're almost out, which is great, but we want to sell the rest of them. So if you want a shirt for $10, let us know, and we will get it right on out.
Do I get a refund on mine because I paid more than that?
No, you've gotten more enjoyment out of yours than other people will ever be able to get out of theirs. They will never be able to catch up to your amount of enjoyment, right?
I'll take that right into my wallet.
Exactly. We do also want to give a shout to the DLF podcast family. I know that it is a podcast that I listen. It's the podcast group that I listen to the most. You know, I love listening to Dynasty Outhouse on there and the Trade Addicts podcast with Russ and Brian. That's also where you can find ours, guys. Do you listen to anything else on that podcast group?
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, several of the shows, actually. The Superflex Super Show is one that I listen to almost every week. Those guys, that was actually the first show that I guested it on. So I really enjoy those guys and their information over there. John, James, and Travis do a great job. But I listen to a lot of different ones. I listen to the Commission Impossible one as well because I don't know a whole lot about running leagues. I'm playing in a bunch, but I don't run a lot of them, so that is a great podcast to get ideas and learn some stuff. So I've listened to both of those ones quite a bit.
What about Russ? You got a favorite
on
there?
Well, Commission Possible is a nice, easy favorite because you learn something, multiple things, every single episode. What else do I listen to? No, that's really just about it. I don't really listen to podcasts. I listen to mine. That's all I think I need. Nah, just messing around. Well, obviously, Flagship DLF is a great, fantastic show. And if me saying that, Matt, makes you take it a little easier on me, this show, I'd appreciate that.
Sucking up to Matt does not work.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Matt, you want to give a shout to anybody other than Nathan and Dan right now? We don't want to talk about Dan. He's probably still upset that we both beat him last week in Pigs.
That's true. I will throw out a shout out for the Dynasty Crossroads with our buddies Peter Howard and, of course, Jake Anderson. They do a great kind of film and metrics mashup show. I listened to their last episode about Jeffrey Wilson because he was a guy that I really had no idea about before.
Nobody
all
did.
Of a sudden he became a star. Yeah, basically. So it was nice learning a little bit about that prospect, and they do a great job there.
All right. Now let's let the games begin. We have name game, we have ADP cliffhanger, and we have trade game tonight. We're going to let you choose, Matt. Where do you want to begin?
I want to go cliffhanger, John. We're going to mix it up.
Matt's trying to get off to a strong start with his ADP knowledge. Matt, we will let you pick the position. I'll give the rundown of how we play this again. So if you remember the old cliffhanger game, basically you're going to get points, and when you go over the cliff, you're out. Our point is 13, so if you go over 13, you're going to be out. I will give a player, and you have to tell me what his December DLF ADP was. However far you are away from the correct number is how many points you get each round. Matt, go ahead and pick a position first.
And we're going positional ADP, correct?
Positional ADP, yes.
I'll go with your favorite position, John, the quarterbacks.
All right, quarterbacks. Let's start out with Lamar Jackson. Matt, you get to go first, then we'll go Russ, then Brian.
Lamar Jackson, I'm going to say, is quarterback 12.
All righty, so Matt guesses 12. Russ, what's your guess?
My guess was going to be 11.
Okay, and Brian, what is your guess?
I will go 13.
Way to make this one boring.
All right. So everybody's pretty close. Lamar Jackson comes in on DLF at number 10 in December. So Russ picks up 1 point. Matt picks up 2 points, and Brian picks up 3 points. Russ, you won that round, which means you get to pick the position next.
Go big or go home. Wide receivers, baby.
All right, going wide receiver. Let's talk about Kenny Golladay. He was the talk in November. Where is he in December?
14.
All righty, and Matt, you're in second place. Matt, you're in second place, so you can go next.
That's right in the range. I'll say 15.
All righty, and Brian, where do you have Kenny Golladay at?
I will say 16.
We are not making good radio.
So
right
once
now.
Again, not only are all of you close, but somebody actually hit it right on the head this time.
Oh, jeez.
He comes in at number 14 in the wide receivers.
Wow, nice job, Russ.
Russ nailed it. So that means Matt picks up another point. He's up to 3. Brian picks up 2 points. He is up to 5. And Russ remains in the lead with only 1 point. You get to pick the position again,
keeping
Russ.
Going strong, wide receivers.
All right. We're going to go with A.J. Green now.
All right, I'm going bold here. I'm going to say 19.
All righty, Matt, you're still in second, which means you get to go get second.
Yeah, I think that's a little late. I'm going to say, I'm going to say 17.
And Brian, where do you want to go?
December ADP. So these drafts were going. I will say,
Brian, we left that little comfortable spot right in the middle for you.
I know, right?
Just in case you wanted to keep training along.
Yeah. I'll actually say 20.
Brian, you should have said 18 because somebody nailed it. Somebody nailed it at 17. That was Matt Price.
So
Matt
nice.
Stays at 3 wow. points. Brian picks up 3 points and is now at Jeez. 8. And Russ picks up 2 points. He's now at 3, tied
Speaking
with Matt.
Pick.
Which means Matt gets to go first this time.
Let's do tight end.
Tight end. O.J. Howard.
Jeez. I'll say tight end 5.
Alrighty, and Russ, you're tied for the lead, which means you get to go next.
Tight end 8.
Tight end 8, and Brian.
I will say tight end 6.
All right, we haven't nailed on the head again. O.J. Howard comes in at 5, which means Matt picks up
Matt's
0 wrong. Points, stays in the lead at 3. Let's see. Brian said 6, which means he picks up 1 point, and he is now up to 9, approaching that cliff. And Russ said tight end 8, which means he picks up 3 points and is now at 6.
I will say that that one stuck out for me 2 weeks ago. We played a new Ryan McDowell game on the DLF pod, and I remember that one sticking out from
so that. You so cheated. That,
that's
is
probably
what you're
a little
saying.
Bit of cheater. It's probably a little bit of experience on that one. Yeah.
All right. We'll blame Ryan for the win that you get tonight. Then, Matt, you got to stay with the position. We still have all the running backs that I've listed: one wide receiver, one tight end, and one quarterback to go.
I'll go running back. We haven't done running back yet, right?
We have not. All right. Tevin Coleman.
Oh, my gosh. I want to say still a running back, too. I'll say 19. Running back 19.
All righty. Russ, you're in second place, which means you get to go second. What do you want to say?
I'm going to say... people are crazy and already overvaluing him and putting him at...
I agree, 100%. At like... 100%.
17.
I would have sold for a first as soon as he became a starter, basically.
I think you could probably still get a first for him.
And at this point, you might as well wait and hope to get more.
At this point,
yeah,
I think he's
probably get two when
he signs. Yeah, I agree. Now it's too late.
All right. Well, we're not on the trade game, so Brian, where do you think Tevin Coleman came in?
I'll go with 23.
Everybody's picking up points this time. All right, so Matt picks up 1 point on Tevin Coleman. He came in at position number 20, and Matt said 19, so Matt now goes up to 4 points. Brian said 23, so he picks up 3 points and is now 12. Ooh. 1 point away. You've got 1 point to wiggle with there, Brian. Russ said 17. He picks up 3 points as well. He's up to 9 points. So just quick recap, Matt's at 4, Russ is at 9, and Brian is at 12. Matt, you remain in the lead, and you get to pick the next position.
I'm going to stay with running back.
All right, let's go Philip Lindsay.
Did not take it easy on us.
Wow, I guess I should not talk about what I think. That's probably a better strategy. I'm going to say 18.
All righty, Matt says 18. Russ, you are currently in second place. Go again.
I'm going to say 16.
And ooh. Brian, do you want to try and nail this right on the head to stay in the game? I guess you could get one away and you'd be in the game still.
I will go 19.
Brian, you're still alive. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
It is 19. So you stay in the game. You're now up to 12. Matt said 18. He picks up 1 point. He's all the way up to 5.
What I was going to say was I think he's like exactly the same as Coleman.
He was one spot ahead of him. And Russ said 16. So he picks up 3. Russ and Brian are tied at 12 right now. Matt is pretty comfortably down that mountain at 5. Matt, you get to pick the position again. We've got one of each position left.
I'll do quarterback again, John.
Josh Allen.
Oh, geez. I know for a fact that, and this is information for everybody, I guess, but I know for a fact in November he was the very last quarterback drafted.
He is but not
he's
the last
certainly
quarterback
much higher
anymore.
Than that now. Oh, man. I'm going to say quarterback 18.
Quarterback 18 from Matt. Brian, you get to go second this time since you just most recently scored better, even though you guys are tied.
All right. I will say he is quarterback 23.
And Russ.
I'm going blackjack.
Your answer.
21.
Well, let me tell you, Russ and Brian, you guys are both one spot away. So you're still alive. He comes in at 22. So wow. One of you guys was one off too high and one too low. So you're each at 13 now. You have not fallen off that cliff. Matt does pick up 4 points there. So he's all the way up to 9. He can see over the edge of that cliff now, but he's not dangling like you two. We are out of quarterbacks now. We still have a running back, a wide receiver, and a tight end. Matt, which position do you want to use now?
I didn't win that one.
Oh, you're in the lead.
Let Brian pick one.
Oh, I thought you want. Oh, I'll go. I don't care. I just thought I'd give the opportunity to somebody else. I'll go back to running back.
They can use the same answer as you, I think. So
I got to step on their fingers on the cliff there. So let's go back to
back to running back. Ruthless. It is Jerick McKinnon.
Oh my God! This is everyone's going off the cliff.
Yeah, that should happen actually. If you guys get within the range, I'm going to be real impressed here.
Jerick McKinnon. Who is even thinking about Jerick McKinnon right now?
I have no idea.
If you both go over, if all three go over the cliff, we will just continue on as if it never happened, much like the 49ers would like to do.
Burn.
I'll say running back 38. And that's probably low.
All right. And I think Russ, let's go to you this time.
I'm going to give the ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything. 42.
I love it. Nice.
And Brian.
Oh, man. I will say... I'll say 40.
Well, you guys didn't all go over the cliff. Matt stayed under. He comes in at number 36. Wow. So Matt only picks up 2 points. Matt wins the first game of the night. You guys both go falling down the cliff. So let me hear that falling down the cliff, falling down in the valley sound. All right. Perfect. These are high quality sound effects here on Dynasty Game Night. All right, one game down, Matt. We have to do name game next just in case because I didn't put all the time into doing name game and then not have it.
See, now I feel bad because I feel like I definitely have advantage at name game, but I guess that's true. We have to do name game.
Yeah, trade game we can do anytime without a lot of prep. Name game takes some time, and we are not going to waste.
You can move it to next episode. Save it and they're already done.
It might be after Christmas when we do our next episode, so we are not going to waste a Christmas-themed
game. Yeah, love it.
So Matt brought us Halloween and Thanksgiving. I'm going to go ahead and bring us Christmas.
Sweet. Get your pen and paper, guys.
For those that are new, I'm going to give a clue, and basically the names will blend together somehow. If you've ever seen the Now and Later on, what was it?
Before and After.
That's Before and After. Thank you. That is basically what this game is.
Yep.
Everybody ready? We will do the point system of if you get it on your first try with no clues, 3 points. If I give one clue, it'll be worth 2 points. If I give a second clue, it'll be worth 1 point. Everybody understand and ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first one. Jerick big brother of abandoned child and NFC East wide receiver.
Oh, Russ, Outhouse.
All right, go ahead.
Oh,
Russ.
Shit, no.
Is it referred to himself as Outhouse.
Buck McCallis Sterling Shepard?
That is incorrect.
What the shit's his name?
It's not Buck.
I know.
I have no idea what the brother's name is. Are you kidding me?
I couldn't go Kevin.
That's
that
the
was
only
too
name
easy.
I could think.
That's fine, but I'm never remembering.
Oh, come on.
I need
credit for that.
The only reason why I even know what he looks like is because of Kevin Cotillo, and you're such a disease, Kevin. That's the only reason why I even know what he looks like.
Brian, do you have a guess?
I do not.
All right. I can't really give clues on this one because I think we've pretty much annihilated all the clues. So I'm just going to give the answer, and we're going to move on unless anybody wants to take
a
stab at it.
Hold on. I'm
going to
get IMDb up real quick.
It was, I will say, it is super close to Buck McCallis Sterling Shepard. It's actually Buzz
McCallis
Sterling Shepard. So No points on that one.
I think Russ should at least get an imaginary.
I'll take it.
Yes, yeah,
I'm all
fine.
About moral victories.
We'll give him the imaginary. Yeah. Everybody yeah. likes the imaginary points on game night, so yeah. you have credit for that. All right, next clue. Billy Bob Thornton, Holiday Classic, and NFC North running back.
Matt.
Russ, Outhouse.
I think Matt came in first there.
Matt Bad Santa Reed Cohen.
Yeah. That is correct. Matt Price with 3 points. All right, next clue. NFC South wide receiver and Phyllis's nation-themed holiday party.
Screw you, office people.
Oh, Russ, you're not an office person?
I've seen it all. I just don't remember it that well.
Your imaginary point has been taken away. I have crossed off your imaginary point.
NFC South?
NFC Matt. South? Why? Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
DJ Moroccan. DJ Moroccan.
Imaginary point. He doesn't want to give the real one to you. I can see it in his face.
It's Moroccan themed.
Correct. It's a Moroccan themed holiday party. It's not just Moroccan.
You just said nation.
DJ Moroccan around the Christmas
tree. I'm gonna have to give it to you. It's DJ Moroccan Christmas. It's not just Moroccan.
I thought you just asked. We're asking for the country, the theme.
The name of the party is their Moroccan Christmas.
All right. Well,
it's the Moroccan. I'm gonna give you the points, but all right. So Matt is up to six.
I had one letter wrong, and I don't get the point. I want to see the rule book.
Up to six.
Guys, don't worry about it because I'm not scoring a point in this thing. So.
All right. The next one actually has two possible answers. I will give full credit for either of them. NFC West wide receiver and hanging tree decor.
Russ. I'm ready for a clue if you guys are. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Russ.
Kendrick Bornemann.
That's it.
Oh, nice.
Russ with 3 points.
Nice work.
Anybody know what the other one could have been? Same NFL team. Trent Taylormans.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that one.
Nice work. Nice
so, one. Would have taken either. Good job on the Kendrick Bornemann. All right, next one. NFC West kicker nickname.
What?
And the device that emits the soft glow of electric sex.
What the hell?
How does nobody get, none of you get that reference?
Is that a Christmas story?
I'm claiming discrimination. I don't have any Hanukkah references going on right now.
I don't.
Oh, I can bring one of those. I have one.
I'm ready. Wait. I'm ready for a clue about the team, about something.
I'm guessing I know the team.
I'll give the clue to the team here. It is
the other one.
It is the Los Angeles Rams.
It's the only kicker with a nickname. Of course it's the Rams.
Correct. Matt gave you the movie already. I don't know what else.
That's Legatron not, lamp.
Yeah, like
that is not his only nickname.
Are those counting as guesses?
Oh, Greg the leg
I don't
lamp.
It matters. Oh, Russ gets the answer. Matt, how many points are we gonna have to give him there? Because that is the answer. Greg the leg lamp.
I guess he gets two.
I'll take what I can get.
You know, like it was like on the third guess. So next time when I guess three times, I want my third one to get the count.
Okay, we'll make note
just
of that.
Just edit out the other two and make it seem like that was my first one.
Of course. I'll edit out the clue and I'll give you 3 points for it, even better. All right, NFC North wide receiver and Buddy's famous exclamation of anger.
What?
I mean, I know the movie. I don't know what he says.
You should know this just from GIFs.
Oh, my God.
Twitter GIFs alone should give this away.
I don't know if I even know the name of the movie.
Seriously? I mean, what is he? I guess.
I'm ready for a clue whenever.
All right. Do you guys... Brian, what do you want the clue for? The movie or the player?
The player. Just say the player.
The player.
The player? All right. Chicago Bears.
What was the order of it again?
NFC North wide receiver and Buddy's famous exclamation of anger. It sounds real easy when you listen to the show, doesn't it? It's a hell of a lot of,
I know the movie.
I haven't seen that.
I thought
in
it was
years.
A different movie.
Oh, really? It's.
But I don't. I can't. I have no idea.
I mean, I haven't. I'm just gonna say it at this point, I haven't seen Elf in forever.
I'm sure everyone on Twitter is laughing at us right now.
Elf is the movie, so we are down to 1 point. If anybody wants to throw out a guess,
I already knew that. Yeah. At first, I thought that was the name of the elf in that claymation one. Classic Rudolph, it is.
So
it's not.
Alan Robbins, son of a something, I'm sure.
That is correct. It's Alan Robbins, son of a nutcracker.
And I don't even know that GIF, to be fair.
I don't either.
Well, wow. Shame on all of you.
I guess I need to rewatch that.
You all deserve the 0 points that you get. All right. Apparel-based get-together and NFC North wide receiver.
I'm ready for a clue about the team if anybody else is.
Detroit Lions.
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Ugly sweater par TJ Jones.
That is correct. Ugly sweater par TJ Jones.
But I had the...
I was like, Galladay, Powell. Oh, yeah, that TJ Jones guy.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of receivers up there in Detroit right now. It's almost like they should have kept some. All right, so next one. Sick boy who wants everyone blessed by God. And AFC West wide receiver.
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Tiny Tim Patrick.
Matt got it right. Matt's crushing the name game. All right, the next one. NFC East running back and dangling gutter decor for exterior illumination. Brian, are you still with us?
I'm with you. I told you I'm probably not scoring points this round.
All right, the clue about the team is the Washington Redskins.
And what was the other clue again? The gutter thing?
Dangling Matt. Gutter decor for exterior illumination. Go ahead, Matt.
Darius Geisickles.
Darius Geisickle lights.
Okay.
So I don't think it matters if we give you the points or not. So we'll just move on to the next one.
See, that's where I wasn't sure if you were talking about the lights or like you were talking about actual ones. Anyway.
Didn't know if I was missing something in your weird pagan rituals where you decorate gutters.
That's where you hang the icicle lights from.
You're right.
So let's see if we can get either of the next two, even though they're both elf-based clues.
Oh, geez.
Because that is clearly one of the best holiday movies out there. NFC East quarterback and Buddy's name for himself when he cannot make an Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, my God. All right. You guys are killing me, so I'm just going to give the name.
What? These guys might know.
No, I don't think so. Press Cotton-Headed Ninny Muggins.
Come on, man.
Never. Not a chance.
You guys have never heard
Cotton-Headed Ninny Muggins?
I'm sorry. I guarantee you, if you ask
I'm
on
not
Twitter,
watching this movie, it, just if, based on that.
You've never watched Elf?
No, I have, but I've never been a gigantic Will Ferrell fan. I know I'm going to get blasted for that, too. I like a lot of his movies, but I just feel like he plays the same character in every single movie, so I don't know.
Wow. All right, I'm just going to give you the next one, too, then, just to because now I'm angry
like,
that you don't
like if you
like
give me, like, some old school questions, like, I think I
no,
could probably get it.
I don't care about old school movies. It took everything I had to even put Tiny Tim
in
here, because that movie's
school.
Awful.
The movie
I could do that.
Oh, gotcha,
you
want to
hit up,
gotcha.
Like, early 2000s movies? I'll crush.
Yeah.
All right, so, Russ, when you come on, make sure you do a Will Ferrell-themed movie name game.
Please don't. Please don't.
I'll make sure I binge all of his movies beforehand. All right, final clue. We've got the Buddy's facial expression take, which I'm sure you guys won't get, and NFC East tight end.
Give us the player at least so we can, like, guess maybe.
You want me to just give you the name of
just
the player?
Just gave us, I mean, or the team is fine, whatever. But however you want
to
do
Giants.
It.
And it's not Evan Ingram.
Okay.
What's the Buddy clue again?
Rhett Ellison.
The Buddy's, it's Buddy's facial expression take. I did test these on some people, and they actually did get them rather quickly. So I don't feel terrible, and I think we're going to get a lot of reaction to...
Probably.
No, I don't believe they were 12. I don't know. Riley's pretty young. I don't think he's 12. All right. Smiling's my favorite.
Favorite Ellison.
Yeah. Is the expression. There it is. Favorite Ellison. Well, unfortunately, Matt wins a totally botched name game. Russ, do you want me to give you another clue to see if you can get this one?
All right.
See.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to give this clue is just for Russ. Holiday candelabra and NFC East wide receiver. NFC East wide receiver.
Menorah Mari Cooper.
That's correct.
All right. Good job.
He said if I would get it. I didn't think we were actually still doing the game. My bad. Yeah, you called in.
Oh, no. I think that I jumped the gun. I just was like, I know it. I'm going to buzz in, even though it was just for you. Yeah, even though it was just for you.
Russ. to appease him, you know. Twitter, please reach out to Matt and tell him. Everybody send all the elf gifts to every one of these guys.
Don't forget that Brian is on this show, so send it to him also.
Brian, you should definitely tag Brian. All right, so Matt won the night, blah, blah, blah. I still want to do just a couple of trade
game
questions. It's not going to be an official game, but I have some that I am curious about.
I got no place to go.
So, 2019, the picks. Matt, we can play with picks right now.
Oh, man, I don't know these values yet.
I know, it's great. I knew you wouldn't pay attention to it. But here's the thing. I'm not going to accept a pick as an offer. But I am going to give you a pick, and I want you to give me a player that is going to be close to it. So, what player would you give me for the 101? Matt, you can go first since dominated the night. Oh, we are using Dynasty Trade Calculators. Calculator.
Man, the 101 this year is so hard.
That's what she
said. I'll say...
Oh, did anybody get that reference? I'm sorry, guys.
I got that one, John.
You got that one, Matt?
I've seen The Office probably a dozen times. I will say... I'll say Jarvis Landry.
Oh.
Ugh, oh, man,
that was actually my guess.
I think it's probably actually a little higher than that, but I would definitely.
Russ, you want to throw out your guess?
I'm going to say Corey Davis.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
That's interesting.
I think I'd rather have Landry, but I think the market probably says Davis on that.
Brian, what about your guess?
I will say Kenny G.
That's a good one.
I like that.
All right.
Actually, sadly, it's probably high these days.
So the picks are in. Matt offered Jarvis Landry. Brian offered Kenny Galladay. And Russ offered Corey Davis. The 101 currently coming in on the calculator at 22.5. Matt's offer of Jarvis comes in at 20.5, so a difference of 2. Brian offered Galladay coming in at 24.8, difference of 2.3. And Russ offered Corey Davis, 26.3, difference of 3.8. None of you guys are terribly far off there. That's all pretty close.
I'm pretty shocked by that.
If you guys could choose out of those three receivers, which one would you want the most? Let's go Russ, Brian, Matt on this one.
I'm still a Corey Davis believer.
Corey Davis, what about you, Brian?
I am too.
And Matt, can we all think it's safe to assume you still want your love of your life, Jarvis Landry?
I do still want Landry, but I would probably take Galladay just because I think I could probably get more since this is a trade game. I think I could probably get the most for
truth.
Him.
Wow, still, you would take
even with the recent kind of slump, I think you could still get more.
Oh yeah, trading, you're getting Corey Davis
like
plus
people,
for Galladay.
People hate Landry. That's why I have so much of him. People just hate him. So I wouldn't take him just based on value.
All right, let's slide down the first round a little bit. Let's go to the 107 pick. Give me a player that you're going to offer the 107 for.
I think at 107 I want to trade into 2020. Honestly,
not an option.
I'll say Tariq Cohen. How about Tariq Cohen?
I'll say Robert Woods.
Yeah.
All right, Robert Woods for Brian.
Yeah, that didn't help
Russ,
me at all.
That's now back to
I'm going to go Chris Godwin.
Okay, so Matt wanted to trade into the 2020 draft. So I put in just for fun. 2020 mid came in at a value of 10. The 107 currently 13.5. So Matt would have been a little further off. He actually came closer when he offered Tariq Cohen. Comes in at 11.2, difference of only 2.3. Brian offered Robert Woods next. And he comes in at 16.4, difference of 2.9. And Russ offered, I want to say Curtis Godwin so bad. Russ offers Chris Godwin at 9.6 for a difference of 3.9. So Matt won that one too. Let's slide a little bit further down. We'll do one more pick here. The 112. Matt, who are you going to offer for the 112?
Feel like I wore this Dynasty Game Night shirt for nothing.
Can I? I would rather use the 112 to buy a player. Can I phrase it that way? I'll use the 112 to buy Dante Pettis.
Yes. Again, you're trying to go with the closest thing, so it doesn't really matter if you're buying or selling. You're trying to make it even and fair.
I know. I just wanted to state that I would not trade Pettis for the 112, but I would.
Gotcha. You are on record. All right, let's see. I think Russ was the closest again last time. Yeah, Russ, go ahead again, unless you want to pass it off again.
Well, I'm used to passing the buck to Brian because I can't think of what to say. But I'm going to go with Mike Williams since we're watching him.
All righty, and Brian.
I will say Matt Breida.
All right, so the 112 comes in at 8. Matt said Pettis, who comes into the calculator at 3.5. That seems a little low to me, so that's way off. Russ said Mike Williams comes in at 9.4, so only a difference of 1.4 there, very close. Wow. Breida actually came in at 6.1, so only a difference of 1.9 there. Pretty close for both of you guys. I just wanted to run through some first-round picks before Matt started memorizing all the values. Again, so now we will no longer talk about picks for all of 2019. I do have a couple of players that I want to do. I want to do the two for ones for. You guys offer me two players, and we're just going to do two of these just because I'm curious to see how they go. So the first one is Antonio Brown. So Matt, offer two players for Antonio Brown.
Oh, man, he's fallen a lot ADP-wise. Probably a lot trade value wise too. Can I use picks?
Nope. Again, offer me two players for Antonio Brown.
How about Jarvis Landry?
You son of a bitch.
How about Jarvis Landry and Darius Geis? They feel about in the same range.
Can confirm they're very close in the same range. I had Geis listed. So we won't do Geis next. This will be our last player of the night. Let's see. Russ, go ahead with a two-for-one offer for Antonio Brown.
Calvin Ridley and Cortland Sutton. That's probably too much.
I like that.
I originally made up the game, I have both of their values written down too. You guys are making this nice and
that's
easy.
That's what we aim for.
I'm not having to go look, and you're killing all my future clues if we would have gone that way, but that makes it easier looking stuff up. All right, Brian, a two-for-one for Antonio Brown.
I'll say Sony Michel, and let's go AJ Green. Another vet. It's a disgusting trade, though, but...
All right, so I asked for Antonio Brown, comes in at 40.1. Matt offered Jarvis Landry, who we all know is 20.5 because it was exposed earlier, and Matt used it anyways. And Darius Geis, who comes in at 22. Total of 42.5. Difference of 2.4. Matt did not win this one.
Dang.
Wow. We will move over to Brian's offer of Sony Michel, 21.1, and AJ Green, 19.5, for a total of 40.6.
Wow.
Also did not win this one. Damn. That's a difference of only 0.5. Russ offered Calvin Ridley, 17.4, and Cortland Sutton, 22.3, for a total of 39.7, and a difference of only 0.4.
So nice work, Russ.
Russ gets on the board in the imaginary game here as well. I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. Congratulations to Matt. Matt wins again. He's back in the winner's circle. Congratulations, Matt. Let's go around the horn before we get out of here. Tell everybody where they can find your work and your Twitter handles so they can at you about Elf.
All right. Well, Brian's too busy laughing. I am at Dynasty Outhouse on Twitter. Brian and I co-host the Trade Addicts podcast. Hit us up on Twitter there, at Trade Addicts Pod. Otherwise, just listen to us and tell us how great we are by reviewing and subscribing and all of those things we're supposed to tell you to do.
Brian, how about you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at Brian Har FF, and you can find some of my work over at DynastyLeagueFootball.com. I do some of the 2QB and Superflex rankings as well, so you can check those out. And like Russ said, we do the Trade Addicts podcast together and have a great time doing that. So if you haven't checked us out, please do so. We certainly appreciate it. And thank you guys so much for having us on tonight. This was a blast.
Thanks for joining. Matt, of course, how does it feel?
You know how it feels, John. You're on the winning streak, so you know exactly how it feels.
I didn't used to know how it felt.
So I can quote some 90s movies. I'll have my vengeance in this life or the next.
I will bomb movie trivia. I will be so bad at it.
It's always fun to play. I love host. I've started to like hosting, honestly, a little bit more than playing, but playing is also very fun, especially when you have funny guys like Brian and Russ here on to make it a good time. So thanks so much for coming on, guys. It was so much fun.
That was awesome. Thanks again for having us.
Yeah, guys, thanks again.
All right. You can also follow this show at DGN Pod. Look us up on the DLF Podcast Network. Subscribe to all the shows on there, plus the group podcast feed. Give everybody rates and reviews. Buy the merchandise that everybody has for sale and support the podcast that you listen to. You can follow Matt at Matt Price FF and me. I am at John Bosch FF. Thank you very much.
Woo! When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.